Pluto was downgraded from planet to dwarf planet, and this is the map of the others. They're all in yellow, and they're all out past Neptune, except this one. This is Ceres, and it is the largest asteroid in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. It's like a dwarf planet and an asteroid, and it's insane. It has brines, which is super salty water, which creates cryovolcanoes on the surface. That's an ice volcano. It's rocky, like Earth, but it could be composed of up to 25% water, and if that's correct, Ceres could have more water than Earth, even though this is how big it is compared to the Earth and Moon. It's very small. But despite its size, it is still massive enough to make up an estimated 40% of the mass of the asteroid belt. The asteroid belt with millions of objects. And we've known that Ceres has organic material in the form of carbon molecules, which is essential to life as we know it. And it has that briny water, but NASA just announced that they found a third thing essential for life. A chemical energy source. Scientists think that about 2.5 to 4 billion years ago, when it was hotter, dissolved gases and decaying radioactive elements could have fed microorganisms. They haven't found microorganisms, but if they had been there billions of years ago, they maybe could have survived. And like Pluto, Ceres was originally classified as a planet, and then reclassified as an asteroid, and now as a dwarf planet kind of slash asteroid.